These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everybody. I'm John Hewlett. My partner is...
Favaz.
Also known as the Mighty One. And we have our 38th episode ready to go. The interview subjectee today is Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. It's an interview you did, Favaz. When?
I did this in 2011, John. And before we get to it, a bit of Keshi Tapes fun facts. You like fun facts, right?
I love fun facts.
Okay, here's a fun fact. When we do Nikki Sixx today, that will be three-fourths of Motley Crue. Now, Mick Mars really doesn't do interviews, so he's done. What other band have we done all, you know, three members of, and the other one we cannot do? Because you never interviewed him.
We had Jimmy Page.
Yeah,
Robert
what band
Plant.
Is that?
Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
There you go.
Yeah,
so it'll be Led Zeppelin and Motley Crue that we have done three members of each of those bands. So it's your fun fact for the day. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
All right, yeah.
No, wait.
That's great.
All right. So Nikki Sixx. Nikki does a lot of the writing for the band. He's a guy who is oftentimes credited with being maybe the most talented guy in the group.
I think he's the most intelligent, too.
Yes.
I mean, if you listen to the Keshi Tapes podcast of Tommy and Vince, I mean, no slam to those guys at all. But they sound more like dudes, like, hey, man, let's party.
Yes.
You know, Nikki sounds more, I hate to use the word cerebral, but he does. He was in charge of that band. He did write a lot of the lyrics. This is coming off. This was promoting the second 6 a.m. record. He was a functioning heroin addict.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. I mean, the stuff that he went through, but he could get up on stage every night and play, and he had crazy times. And the Heroin Diaries number one was basically his diaries from 1987, and it was just, it was incredible. Like I said, 2011 on the phone. I would come to meet him. Actually, I met him when we did the Keshi Hall of Fame interview because, you know, they're in the Keshi Hall of Fame too, Motley Crue. And so it was, he's just a very smart guy. And you'll be able to tell that from the interview.
To have a guy like him, who's, like you say, probably the glue for the band and the inspiration, and a guy who's written much of the material, for him to be the one that has, or one of the ones, to have this kind of a drug problem and still find some way to make this work it's very unique. I mean, I'm not saying that Mick Jagger didn't do drugs or Paul McCartney didn't do drugs. They did, but they didn't get the way this guy was.
No. And it was, like I said, if you read the first one, it is amazing that that he made it through. And you know, Kickstart My Heart was from when he killed himself. He had to be rushed to the hospital, came home, and then he shot up again. That's how bad he was.
Yeah. So here we go.
All right. You ready? Nikki Sixx is on with me at Keshi. Nikki, welcome back to Keshi. And here we are. The last time I talked to you on the phone, we were talking about the Heroin Diaries. And now you have a new book called This Is Gonna Hurt. Now, I remember, Nikki, when we spoke last time, you were working on this book, I think, when you were doing promo for the Heroin Diaries. Was that correct?
You know, I don't remember if I was or not. I mean, I've been writing for so many years. I'm always writing. I think I always have an intention of releasing a book. This one starts out as a book of photography, and then me trying to explain myself as a photographer ended up being turning into this book, which then ended up inspiring the 6 a.m. album, and then we got the Hulu documentaries that are out now. So it's all become one big enmeshment. So I'm not sure really where it started.
Well, the reason I ask is that are you working on book number three right now?
you know, I write. So I was telling someone the other day, I go, I probably have three or four books done that I could just release if it was all about money. I write every day, and I write stories. I write poetry. I write lyrics. It's what I do. I journal all the time. And, document everything, and at some point something will come out. I know I want to do stuff that motivates people, so that is the most important thing.
Right on. All right, so the book, this is...
I can't write.
Poetry.
Anything. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I mean, there are things that I occasionally write, but it's under... pressure because I have to.
That's the way I felt in school. Do you remember back in school where you had to write poetry or something? I was like, I think I plagiarized Kerry Livgren. I think I did. It's just crazy. Oh, I write poetry every day. I write songs every day. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I don't see how it's done.
How could you keep coming up with things that you think would be even interesting to write down? Because I don't think of interesting enough things to even, first of all, for me to care about them, and then to think someone else might care about them.
Right. Gonna hurt. I got my copy earlier this week. I'm about a quarter of the way through, I guess. And Nick, I have to tell you, man, I mean, just the layout of the book, the hardcover, the way that it is, the photos, it looks super cool.
Isn't it amazing? It's like a little art project in your hand.
Yeah, it truly is. It is. And for those that don't have it, well, it's going to be in stores on the 12th. But, I mean, it's radically different from the Heroin Diaries. I mean, I thought your book, Nikki, was the best sex, drugs, and rock and roll book I had ever read. And it was amazing that you were able to keep those diaries while you were on heroin. And now this one is more about your photography, you know, your sister, of course. And just in a nutshell, tell everybody, you know, the biggest difference between the two.
As a man that's been on this planet a long time, it's about being completely vulnerable and honest. And one of the ways to do that is through writing. I had an opportunity through the subjects that I photographed to really see people have been through a harder stuff than I've been through. And they had a better outlook on life. And to sort of write about them and photograph them and then look back on my own life and see, like, why am I attracted to people that have, they've been through hard times, like the underdog. And it was really interesting, you know, the message to get downloaded into our head. I think for me, one of the moments was I photographed this double amputee, Amy Purdy, and she was so positive in her outlook in life. And I went to a convenience store and I saw People magazine and it was the top 100 most beautiful people. And that's when we wrote Lives of Beautiful People.
Right. I remember. And also when you took that trip to the slums, I guess, of Vancouver, that was pretty ballsy too, just being dropped off and you were just shooting pictures.
I mean, the thing about the camera is, you know, you can just snap a picture or you can actually get into the down and dirty nitty gritty of whatever it is, whether it's up close with somebody in a portrait or getting into a situation that, you know, some might consider dangerous. I've been in some pretty dangerous situations.
That's a new one from 6 a.m. It's KSHE 95. With me on the phone is Nikki Six. Let me kill that. Hold on. And Nikki, this book that you've written, this time, no ghostwriter. I would think you're pretty proud of that.
You know, extremely proud of that. It's a lot of work. And it's, I was able to write the book without any destination. I didn't have a publishing company. I didn't have a ghostwriter. I just wrote it. Was putting together my photography. It was inspiring an album. We were doing a documentary. We didn't know when it would come out. We didn't know why it would come out. It was just this free-falling honesty. And it's really inspirational. What's so inspiring me is that I'm seeing people connect to it.
Yeah.
Again, like the Heroin Diaries. They're going, you know what, dude? Thank you for saying this. And I'm like, oh, I'm saying what everyone's thinking. You know, I don't really feel that special. I just feel like a cat that has a microphone, so to speak.
You know, Nikki, we're talking to Nikki Six. His book, This Is Gonna Hurt, comes out on April the 12th. Nikki, some of my favorite photographs in the book are of you and the rest of the guys in Motley Crue, and in particular the one of you and Vince. I mean, they just look very playful. You know, and the narratives that go along with it, too, are just cool. So, I mean, people will read about not only 6 a.m., how it was formed and everything, but they'll get their crew fill, too.
Well, they get to be, you know, I'm giving you a very up-close, personal look at my life from childhood to now, and that in Motley Crue is such a huge part of my life. You know, I would never seek that out, and I would never disgrace it either. You know, I'm not happy about the Sammy Hagar book. He comes out and he just flags everybody. I think it's low class.
Wait a minute, he called people out?
Sammy's autobiography, of course. You know, it's like an interview with him. You know, he goes off on the guys in Van Halen and stuff like that. So, that's what I'm assuming Nikki is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
So
and Van Halen, it makes me
Van Halen.
A Van Halen song came on the radio the other day, and it was I preferred David Lee Roth era, but you know I love Eddie, I love Alex, my neighbor. I always thought they wrote great songs, and I'm listening, and the song came on with Sammy Hagar singing. I turned the radio off. I was like, this is ugly.
Well, you know, I guess he was.
He's flagging Sammy.
Wow.
Here.
Just. I don't know what to say about that. I mean.
Well, I mean, anybody can have their favorites of the two. I mean, I prefer the David Lee Roth.
I'm talking about how he's just going off on Sammy's autobiography when he has been in public disputes with Tommy and Vince his whole life.
Yeah.
You know, saying this guy's an asshole or whatever. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Except Sammy put his down in writing.
Right. And in the book, The Dirt, nobody got flagged in that?
I don't remember. Hmm. No. It's coming from a different place. I mean, you know, he had quite the experience with those two, and I guess that's where he was coming from. Just wanted to get it out, but whatever.
Well, you know what? I've had experiences with my band members. I'm not going to deface the great thing that is rock and roll by doing that. So anyway,
right,
that's my opinion. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to.
There you go.
Yeah,
he just. Yeah. I said he had his moments, and now he just.
Yeah.
Said, yeah, I had my moments, but I wouldn't do that.
He's calling himself out there.
Whatever. So the record comes out on May the 3rd, and then Motley goes out with Poison and the New York Dolls, and we have a date in St. Louis of June 22nd. And I just talked to Tommy a couple weeks ago, Nikki, and I mean that's a great package. I thought you guys and Poison didn't get along, but I guess I'm wrong, right?
No, it wasn't that we didn't get along. It's that we said we didn't want to tour with any bands from the 80s. But after creating Crew Fest 1 and 2 and playing with all these active and alternative bands, we were getting ready to go out and do another tour. And we said, what do the fans think? And let them vote. And they voted. They wanted Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Poison, started talking to everybody. And so it happened. And we're excited about it.
Once again, Nikki Sixx's book, This Is Gonna Hurt, in stores April 12th. The new 6 a.m. record, May 3rd. Motley Crue here, June 22nd. And you are a busy mofo.
It's going to be a busy summer, and we're doing the radio show, and I don't know, man, I'm so grateful and so happy to get up every day and do just good stuff. I'm so happy to be in Motley Crue. I look over at these boneheads, and I'm like, we're still doing it.
You know, and you tweet a lot, man. I mean, I don't know, out of everybody I follow, you might tweet the most during the day, I think.
He's got to keep writing. That's another way to write.
I like to, I love it. I really do. I didn't like it at the beginning because everybody was like, buy my this, buy my that.
Right.
And I like to let people know what's going on, too. But at the same time, what's really cool is that sometimes I'll just ask people questions, and it's really cool to get information. Like, one day I asked, like, what's your favorite song of all time? Mine's Dream On by Aerosmith. And, man, it was so cool to see what people like.
I remember that.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. So we're having a really good time. And you get that relationship with the fans that you could never have before.
You're right. Nikki Sixx, we love you, man, and thank you for
thank
all
you.
That you do, and we'll get the book, and we'll see you in June with Poison and the New York Dolls, and Nikki, congratulations on everything, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, so there you go. A short interview about his books and about him personally, not a lot there about Motley Crue, but those stories have been told many times.
They have, and if you go to the Casey website and you go to the Real Rock Museum, you can see more about Motley Crue, but this was about the book, This Is Gonna Hurt, which I think I referred to as the Heroin Diaries 2. It kind of is, in a way, except now it's just, photos and things like that, but... the guy, like he says, he always has something going on.
Yeah.
He's always got irons in the fire, and he certainly did at that time.
Yeah.
So.
And you wonder how people like him and Sammy Hagar and the Paul McCartneys of the world, these guys who are always busy, constantly doing, and at that level of success, it's just mind-boggling where they get the energy, where they get the reserves of creativity and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's just... I don't know how they do it, but boy, they are rare. They're just a handful, and he's one of them.
He is one of them. The band obviously broke up a couple of years ago. Motley did, but he's still doing stuff. The Dirt just came out, the movie. It's he's got 6 a.m. still, but I wonder if he's just stir crazy now at home.
Yeah.
Well,
even after having abused himself as he did, it's just amazing that he's A, still alive, and then B, still able to do all these things that he's done since then.
Read The Heroin Diaries, the first book that came out, or he chronicles the year 1987. It is just amazing to read. It really is.
All right, that's it for today's episode, number 38 in the KSHE Tapes. We have a lot of them out there, so check out others, too, if you like what you hear today with Nikki Six. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan, and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Favaz, KSHE Guy at Twitter and Instagram, KSHE95 Favaz, Facebook.
AMF.
Motherfucker.
My friend.
Motherfucker.
My friend. At least none of us have been hooked on heroin.
Never.
I don't know, I might try
too,
one of these.
Too scared. I'm too scared.
When I get to 85, I might give it a shot. If I get to 85.
And then we can bury you at the same time.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.